The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, January 15, 1984, at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Welcome again to Music Time in Africa, friends. A very good evening to you. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Voice of America's Africa Service, bringing you our regular Sunday evening Music Time program, featuring some of Africa's best musicians and music groups. Our first band this evening is the famous Jamhuri, all the way from Dar es Salaam. Tabusiyo peke yako na mimi nalia. That was by Jamhuri from Tanzania on Music Time in Africa.
VOA. Voice of America.
This is Voice of America's Africa Service, and we're broadcasting on the 11, 13, 14, 16, 19, 31, 41, and 49 meter band shortwave. Again, welcome to Music Time in Africa on VOA's Africa Service. I'm Rita Rochelle, here in our studios on Independence Avenue in downtown Washington, D.C., USA. And we're always happy to be with you each Sunday with music featuring some of Africa's best musicians and music groups on recordings selected for us by your VOA music man, my colleague, Leo Sarkeesian. So right now, we'd like for you to relax, sit back, and enjoy the music. This recording is by the African Fiesta Band of Zaire.
Papa okoli kanga motema e ngoki nzunga o tozala na yo mwana na ngai olito ya motema e ngomolembo tozala na yo kanta ni boma e
anga mwana mama na lembi kolemba anga mwana mama na komi kolemba zoto
zoto sezo sezo e
anga mwana mama na lembi kolemba Anga mwana mama na komi kolemba
zolito lito mwana toboti papa okoli kanga motema e tohema e tozala na yo mwana nanga olito ya motema e tohema e tozala na yo de mulunga lula e
Anga mwana mama na lembi kolemba Anga mwana mama na komi kolemba zoto Anga mwana mama na lembi kolemba Anga mwana mama na komi kolemba
Ojitolito mwana toboti
Iko vile
Papa okoli Kanga motema e Kyalungila o tozala na yo Mwana nanga yolito ya motema e Kyalungila o tozala na yo Steberingwe
Anga mwana mama na lembi kolemba Anga mwana mama na komi kolemba zoto
Zoto, jolo koveo
Anga mwana mama na lembi kolemba Anga mwana mama na komi kolemba zoto
Ikos, kinjumba o, metre Ikos
Olito,
longola ngai samba na nzoto.
Olito,
na pesi motema kya mangano.
Olito,
longola ngai samba
salo kwe. Olito,
longola ngai samba
salo kwe. Olito,
komakete, komakete
salo kwe. Olito,
mwanza kila, mwanza kila
salo kwe. Olito,
salongo, salongo
salo kwe. Olito.
Salo
kwe, olito,
salo kwe, olito,
salo kwe, olito.
In our studio today is Mr. Frank Gaskin, a jazz guitarist, American-born, who's married to a beautiful Senegalese, and right now he's on his way back to Senegal to start a brand new life with his lovely bride of 1 year. Frank, welcome to the studios.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine. I understand you just had a first-year anniversary, and you're going back to your wife's motherland?
Yeah, we just celebrated it not too long ago, and we had a great time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the traditional wedding garb. I know this is getting off the subject, but earlier in studio you were telling me that on your anniversary you put on your attire.
Well, it was pretty interesting. We put on the Nieti Abdou, the three-piece suit with the long gown and the pants and the shirt and everything. That's what we got married in.
And it's called a...
Nieti Abdou.
Nieti Abdou.
Yes, and it attracted a whole lot of attention. People were taking our pictures in the street and everything. But we had just celebrated our anniversary just like that. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you felt like a celebrity in your wedding garb.
Well, there's no choice.
Getting back to your music, you're a jazz guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me a little bit about what led you to choose the guitar as your instrument and just what you've been doing with that over the last several years?
Well, it's a very complete instrument. The guitar as well as the piano allow you to play everything you want to and as much as you want to. So that's my main reason for it. I'm influenced by piano players, so I adapt that to the guitar.
Who have been the ones that have influenced your musical career most?
Thelonious Monk, McCoy Tyner, several horn players who like John Coltrane and several others.
Well, I'd have to agree that they're very strong musicians and they certainly impact on the American music scene as well as around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're going to be traveling back to Senegal, what are your plans in terms of continuing your music with your jazz guitar?
Well, the type of music that I'm playing now is sort of like a type of jazz salsa. And it's quite popular here right now in the States among a lot of Latin communities. And it's growing popular also in Senegal and other parts of Africa also.
For those in Africa that may not know, the salsa is the type of music that comes out of the Latin American community.
Right, some people call it pachanga.
Pachanga or salsa.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do with the music, say 5 years down the road?
Just keep expanding. There's, creatively speaking, there's a lot of things to do and a lot of roads to get into. The type of technique I use on the guitar, I play all the parts at the same time, so it's just a matter of putting me with the percussionist to complete the ensemble. And so it's just an endless road. So I'm just expanding on it.
That's wonderful. Not only are you a jazz guitarist, but you speak several languages. Could you tell us which languages you speak?
English, French, Creole, and I'm busy learning my wife's language now.
Well, that's a lot. We wish you the best. We wish you well. I hope you have a pleasant trip back to Senegal.
Okay.
And we hope to hear from you and tell us more about what you've been doing in your world travels.
All right, thank you.
And now here's the music of Frank Gaskin, the music he likes to describe as jazz salsa. Thank you. That was the music of jazz guitarist Frank Gaskin, who will be living in the Republic of Senegal. Senegal is a nation of more than 6 million people. It possesses a rich tradition of cultural expression, and for the majority of the population, the most significant areas of traditional art forms are music and oral literature. Music plays a significant social and religious role in Senegalese society. Specific songs, melodies, and kinds of music have special purposes, and there are strict rules governing when and by whom they may be performed. Among the traditional musical instruments in Senegal, probably the most common instrument is the halam, or khalam, which is the way Leo and I like to pronounce it. It's a type of lute, which there are three varieties that differ in size and musical range. All have resonators, usually made of wood or gourds over which tanned cowhide has been stretched. All but one has five strings. This instrument is similar to the lute which dominates the music of the Songhai in Mali, or the koni of the Mandingo, or even the tenendet of the Moorish griots in Mauritania. The instrument is a wooden sound box, or a gourd sound box with a skin stretched over it. The neck of the instrument is a wooden stick fixed into the sound box under the skin, and the strings are stretched over the bridge to the tip of the wooden pole. The most characteristic thing about the instrument is the method of playing it. The musician, while playing, simultaneously taps the edge of the stretched skin of the sound box with his right thumb to mark the rhythm. Here's an excellent example of Senegalese virtuosity in lute playing. Aside from the popular khalam you just heard, another important musical instrument in Senegalese traditional music is the majestic West African harp called the kora, spelled K-O-R-A, the beautiful 21-string musical instrument played by the famous griots from the region of Casamance in Senegal. Former president of Senegal, Léopold Sédar Senghor, one of Africa's most noted and distinguished poets, wrote one of his famous poems especially for the kora. I'd like to read it for you now. It's called Letter to a Princess. Like the dew of the evening, your letter has made fresh my eyes and my heart. I read it to my hosts at the time of tea, under the tent of the Tajan. They were of noble lineage and masters of language. I read them the pages which could be read, keeping for the night the more intimate and more secret, and this was honor to my name. My desire is to learn more of your land, to learn more of you. Thanks for your letter, its speech and its substance, and the winter you conjure before me, shielding me from it like a precious fur, telling me both the sign and the sense of it. The snow that flames with a thousand fires, burning away the body's weight, making the spirit sharp, the heart candid. And my land of salt and your land of snow sing in unison. But you have great discretion. My strength is weak. Your kindness is a gentle fjord, and the fir tree still green under death's whiteness, upright in a tempest. It keeps watch when the birch trees tremble and the wolves and the lynx howl. I will arrive at the end of summer, the sky of your spirit, the highland of your presence, the blue night of your heart will be for me festivals of the end of initiation. You are my universe. See the rainbow over the winter as your standard. For me, you open the faces of my brothers, the white man. For your face is a masterwork. Your body is a landscape. Your eyes of green gold changing like the sea under the sun. Your ears of goldsmith's work. Your wrists of crystal. your nose of the sea eagle, your sides of the strong woman who is my stay. You move with the movement of a ship, oh, the wind and the foresail. But keep me, princess, from the tempest. I stumble on the rocks. I shall dance before you the dance of the storm. Impatience drives me into its spurs of steel. I must cool this coltish blood of mine. That was the poem Letter to a Princess by Senegalese poet Léopold Sédar Senghor, written especially for the kora, the 21-string West African harp. Zundian Papillon Bernard and his band from Cotonou, Benin, next, right after this brief message.
Join us every day on VOA.
From Dakar, Senegal, to Maputo, Mozambique, from Accra, Ghana, to Lubumbashi, Zaire, more people are now listening to the VOA every day for the latest news from Africa and from around the world every day, 7 days a week. VOA's Africa service also brings you special reports about political and economic developments, about news, about sports and science, just for you, by keeping your radio tuned to the Voice of America. Our programs with times and frequencies are all listed on the current program schedule. Get one. Just write to me, Rita Rochelle. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. And we'll be happy to ship out one of those calendars and a current program schedule. Again, for writing, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. From Cotonou now, here's Zundian Papillon Bernard.
Nous qu'elle a déjà caché, on la va l'abandon. Nous qu'elle a déjà
And now from Upper Volta, from the capital city of Ouagadougou, it's the now sound to wind up our program this evening. Relaxing time is over. It's time to move with Brother Mustafa. Well, friends, thank you again for listening. I've thoroughly enjoyed being with you and do hope you like the program Leo and I had for you this evening. Be sure to join us next week at this time. Tell your family and friends to make it a Sunday night party. A quick reminder now that I'll be back later this evening with more dance music. That'll be at 22 hours 30 GMT on these same frequencies. This is Rita Rochelle wishing you all the best and hoping you'll stay tuned right now for the VOA News Report, which follows. My love to all of you.